When Dr. Craig Malkin's mother wore expensive Manola Blahnik stilettos to her modest apartment after his father died, declaring, "At least my shoes are better than this place," he glimpsed a profound truth about narcissism. Far from mere toxic self-absorption, her behavior revealed a coping mechanism for feeling vulnerable. This insight forms the foundation of rethinking narcissism, which revolutionizes our understanding of this misunderstood trait. Narcissism isn't a binary diagnosis, but exists on a spectrum where both too much and too little prove problematic. At its core, narcissism is simply the drive to feel special, a universal human tendency that ranges from healthy to harmful depending on its intensity. Narcissism manifests in three distinct types, not just the familiar extroverted form. Extroverted narcissists seek attention and flaunt wealth and status. Introverted narcissists believe in their superiority, but fear criticism so deeply they appear shy. They don't feel inferior, but believe they possess unrecognized gifts. Communal narcissists see themselves as exceptionally nurturing and empathic, priding themselves on their giving nature while believing they're morally superior. Despite these differences, all share the same core motivation, a desperate clinging to feeling special. Narcissism tends to decline with age, with people under 25 showing the highest levels. Gender differences exist primarily among extroverted narcissists, where men slightly outnumber women in the mildly unhealthy range. While nature provides our basic temperament, nurture determines where we fall on the narcissism spectrum. Signs of heightened narcissistic tendencies can appear by age 3, but even children with extreme temperaments can develop healthy narcissism with proper nurturing. The decisive factor pushing children toward unhealthy narcissism is insecure love, feeling valued only conditionally. Parents create approval-seeking narcissists when they only celebrate children who stand out. Those who intrude and control breed children who prioritize their needs above others. Emotionally fragile parents who seem overwhelmed by their children's needs create echoists, people who minimize their presence to earn love. Research shows narcissism develops when praise is the only gift parents give, while teaching children to hide vulnerability. Healthy narcissism emerges when parents teach children to feel special without having to insist on it. When children learn to accept setbacks without losing faith in themselves or others, they develop the resilience that characterizes healthy self-regard. Most narcissists we encounter aren't extreme cases, but exist in milder forms with subtler behaviors. These relationships often feel slightly off, with partners showing intermittent problematic behaviors. The hallmark of subtle narcissism isn't obvious arrogance, but poor listening skills, constant comparison to others, and obsession with personal ranking. 5 warning signs help identify narcissistic tendencies early. First, emotion phobia. Narcissists avoid acknowledging emotions, responding to hurt feelings with condescension rather than admitting vulnerability. Second, emotional hot potato. They transfer uncomfortable feelings to others, provoking emotions they are trying to escape. Third, stealth control. They manipulate situations without making direct requests, avoiding acknowledgement of their dependence on others. Fourth, pedestalization. Narcissists idealize new partners to feel special themselves. While healthy relationships involve seeing partners positively, narcissists try to eliminate all imperfections. Finally, twin fantasy. Narcissists seek evidence that they and their partners are essentially identical, providing validation without vulnerability. When differences emerge, they either cling to the fantasy or leave. Research shows narcissists can change through nurturing experiences that foster empathy and commitment. The key is encouraging compassion by sharing your own vulnerability, expressing deeper feelings of sadness, fear, or shame rather than surface anger. Effective empathy prompts combine affirming the relationship's importance, "You matter to me," with revealing authentic feelings. "When you show up late, I feel sad, like I'm not important." For those scoring above 6 on the narcissism spectrum, change requires recognizing your addiction to feeling special without emotional risk-taking. When you catch yourself using vulnerability dodges like arrogance, identify the underlying insecurity, typically fear of inadequacy, shame about unworthiness, or loneliness. When narcissists resist change despite gentle approaches, focus on management rather than transformation. With unavoidable relationships like narcissistic parents, protect yourself through limited contact and connection contracts with clear boundaries. I'm not comfortable with yelling. If I hear it, I'll leave. Even when separation is best, breaking free requires confronting disappointment, a feeling many have learned to suppress. Dealing with narcissistic colleagues requires both self-protection and strategic empathy. Document all exchanges and ideas, storing records safely outside work. Use relationship-focused language that emphasizes we and us. Instead of direct confrontation, question behavior's relevance. Can you help me understand how this helps us solve the problem? When feeling helpless after an interaction, recognize you're receiving projected insecurities. Name these feelings. I get it. We're really under scrutiny here, and you're especially feeling it today. Rather than focusing on punishment, reinforce positive behaviors when they occur. When narcissists demonstrate collaboration, acknowledge it. I appreciate your asking me. Whenever you do that, I feel like a more valuable team member. This approach works because even narcissists desire genuine connection. They've just developed maladaptive strategies for achieving it. Reinforcing healthier behaviors creates an environment where everyone can thrive. Effective parenting balances warmth with appropriate control. Authoritative parenting, combining care with proper discipline, fosters healthy narcissism in children who grow into well-adjusted adults. The essential goal is teaching children to value themselves while considering their impact on others. Practice firm empathy by listening deeply while maintaining boundaries. Acknowledge feelings while upholding limits. I know it's scary for you. It's awful to be so afraid. But fear only worsens if you avoid what frightens you. Focus on catching and rewarding caring behaviors rather than constantly criticizing selfishness. Research confirms that reinforcing communal behaviors helps moderate narcissistic tendencies. Model vulnerability as the antidote to narcissistic addiction. Show children how to acknowledge softer feelings like fear, sadness, and loneliness rather than withdrawing when their behavior becomes difficult. By demonstrating that emotions can be acknowledged without becoming overwhelming, we teach emotional regulation skills that underpin both healthy self-regard and empathy. The sweet spot between self-absorption and self-erasure enables genuine intimacy. When valued, we can vulnerably share our deepest desires and fears, creating a positive cycle where authentic connections reinforce our sense of worth. The good life exists in this fusion of passion and compassion, offering both self-discovery and meaningful connection. What if narcissism were viewed not as a character flaw, but as a universal tendency that can be channeled constructively? Imagine relationships where we neither disappear into others' needs nor demand constant validation, where we pursue our deepest desires while remaining connected to those we love. The ultimate gift is finding the courage to matter to ourselves while staying open to mattering to others. In a world pushing us toward extremes, this balanced approach offers something revolutionary, being authentically ourselves while truly seeing others. Perhaps the path to feeling special isn't demanding recognition, but creating connections where everyone feels valued, understood, and free to be imperfectly human.